From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France says Russia could face war crimes charges over its bombing campaign of Syria's eastern city of Aleppo. France's foreign minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, told French Inter Radio Monday that the bombings are war crimes. He said that includes all those who are complicit for what's happening in Aleppo, including Russian leaders. He said France would consult with prosecutors from the International Criminal Court to see how to launch investigations. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling the aerial bombing Saturday of a funeral in Yemen heartless and a violation of international law.
Excuses ring hollow given the pattern of violence throughout the conflict. Parties cannot hide behind the fog of this war. A man-made catastrophe is unfolding before our eyes.
Ban said aerial attacks by the Saudi-led coalition have already caused enormous damage and destroyed hospitals and other vital civilian infrastructure. The U.S. military says two missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen in the direction of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. It was not clear whether the ship was the target of the two missiles. German police say a Syrian man arrested Monday in Germany for allegedly planning a bomb attack is probably linked to the Islamic State group. Saxony police chief Jörg Michaelis said the approach and behavior of the suspect indicates a connection to IS. The 22-year-old Syrian refugee, Jaber al-Bakr, was recognized by three Syrians with whom he sought refuge. They bound him and contacted police. This is VOA News.